From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Well, today's program is made possible in part by a longtime sponsor of On the Farm Radio, and we appreciate their support, Feedworks USA. They provide specialty feed ingredients for the livestock industry. More information at FeedworksUSA.com.
Did you know 1 gallon of oil can contaminate up to 1 million gallons of water?
So, recycle used motor oil. Keep it clean, because we're all downstream.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Beef cattle producers in our region will be interested in a new report from the American Farm Bureau Federation. Here's Chad Smith with that report.
The USDA released the July cattle inventory and July cattle on feed reports last week. Barrett Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the two reports offer a good snapshot of the current U.S. cattle industry.
The inventory of all cattle and calves in the United States totaled 94.2 million head on July 1st of this year. Now, this was up 200,000 head. This is the first increase in the July cattle inventory dating back to 2018. This is the second increase in beef replacement heifers that we've seen in a row. So this increase represents the first meaningful sign of heifer retention and potential herd rebuilding in nearly a decade.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in State College, Pennsylvania. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WBLF AM 970 in beautiful State College, Pennsylvania. Our pearl of wisdom comes from listener Jack Rains, who says, when you're raising kids, do your best and be patient. The cream always rises to the top. Thank you, Jack, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.